بسم الله، الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم، أما بعد. This is a translation of a telelink that was given by our Sheikh Jazallahu Khairan, Sheikh Musa'ad al-Husayni, حفظه الله تعالى. And he is a teacher in the field of tafsir in the Jami'ah in Medina al-Munawwara, the Medina, the city of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The very nice lecture he gave, and it was on the subject of remaining steadfast in a non-Muslim country. So let us begin. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Naam, tafadhal Shaykhana, hafidhakum Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن سار على نهجه واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. وأسأل الله تبارك وتعالى بأسمائه الحسنى وصفاته العلى أن يجعلني وإياكم من الذين يقولون بالحق وبه يعدلون.
The Sheikh began حفظه الله تعالى by praising Allah سبحانه وتعالى, and then he mentioned that I ask Allah the Most High by his names and attributes that he makes me and myself and you all of those who say the truth and work righteous deeds based on it and are just in it.
ومن الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه.
And from those who hear the words and hear the statements and follow the best of those statements that they hear.
إنه سميع مجيب.
Verily he is the most hearing and the one who answers the dua.
أيها الأحبة، إن أعظم نعم الله على العبد أن يهديه إلى الدين الحق.
My beloved brothers and sisters, verily it is the greatest blessing upon a slave from Allah that he guides him to the true religion.
ذلك أن التدين الحق مصيرة للعبد.
That is because following the true religion is actually insight for the slave.
يعرف به العبد ربه.
The slave, by following the true religion, begins to know who his creator is.
ويعرف به الغاية من وجوده.
And the slave also knows what is intended and the goal which is intended by his creation and his existence.
ويسعى لتحقيق تلك الغاية.
And the slave also, by this true religion that they follow, not only know the reason and the point of their existence, but they strive to fulfill that goal, the goal of their existence.
فيرضي ربه ويسعد في دنياه وأخراه.
And hence, they please their Lord by doing so, and they find happiness in this life and in the hereafter.
وبالدين الحق يتبصر العبد فيما أمامه وما هو مقدم عليه.
And by way of the true religion, the slave also begins to know and understand what it is that they are on their way to, and what is to come.
وبدون التدين الحق تظلم النفس وتتكدر الحياة.
And without the true religion, the soul falls into a state of darkness, and the life becomes very depressing.
مهما توفر من الوسائل المادية.
And this occurs regardless of what the individual does from the physical world to remove this, they cannot.
ويبقى الإنسان في عمى بين يديه.
And the individual, by not following the true religion, will remain in darkness and in blindness.
وقصور في النظر وقصور في الأمل.
And their sight becomes very short, and also their aspirations become very short as well.
فأمله محدود بمدة عمره.
And without following the true religion, the slave's aspirations are short. And the aspirations of the slave who does not follow the true religion are as short as his lifespan.
60 أو 70.
60 or 70 years.
أو نحو ذلك. فهو كالحيوان الذي يعيش بلا بصيرة.
So the one who does not follow the true religion, they find themselves as an animal. They live their life without insight.
ولا هدف ولا أمل بعيد يسعى إليه.
They live their life without insight, without a goal that they are trying to achieve, nor any deeds that they are trying to put forth for themselves in the hereafter.
والدين الحق الذي تبينت حقيته دين الإسلام.
And the true religion, which its truth has been clarified and true, is the religion of Islam.
الذي بعث الله به محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The religion of Islam, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم with.
وهو أجمع وأجمل الأديان.
And this religion of Islam, it is the most comprehensive and the most beautiful of religions.
السماوية.
It is the most comprehensive and beautiful of the heavenly religions and the divine religions sent by Allah.
وأبقاها إلى قيام الساعة.
And this religion of Islam is also the most remnant religion, and it will remain until the day of resurrection.
ويتميز أتباعه بإيمانهم بجميع المرتدين.
And what is unique about the followers of this religion of Islam, which was sent with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is that they believe in all of the messengers who came before.
وجميع الرسالات.
And they believe in all of the messages which came before.
مع لزومهم لشريعة الإسلام الخالدة.
And they believe in all of these things along with sticking to the original religion of Islam, which has the eternal religion of Islam, which was for all times.
وبعد بعثة نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم صار دينه هو واجب الاتباع.
And after the sending of the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his religion that he was sent with, and this religion of Islam, became obligatory for everyone to follow.
لا يقبل الله من أحد دينا سواه.
As Allah will not accept any other religion from the slave.
كما قال تعالى ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين.
As was mentioned by Allah, that whoever desires a religion aside from the religion of Islam, it will never be accepted from him, and he is in the hereafter from the losers.
وكما قال نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم والذي نفسي بيده لا يسمع بي أحد يهودي ولا نصراني ثم لا يؤمن بالذي أرسلت به إلا دخل النار.
And as like and as his messenger, as Allah's messenger mentioned, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no one will hear of me, whether they be a Jew or a Christian, and then not believe in what I have been sent with, except that they will enter hellfire.
ومن آمن به صلى الله عليه وسلم ممن كان يدين بدين سماوي آخر فله أجران.
And whoever believes in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they believe in him after hearing of him, and having before believing in him believed in another divine religion that was sent from Allah, such as Christianity or Judaism, and then when they heard of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they believed in him as well. This person has two rewards from Allah.
أجر الإيمان بنبيه وأجر الإيمان بنبينا صلى الله وسلم على رسله وأنبيائه.
He will have a reward for belief in his prophet, and then a second reward for belief in the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. May Allah's peace and exaltation of all of the prophets be upon them.
وإن من وفقه الله لدين الإسلام لعبد موفق حقا.
And the individual who has been guided and given success to enter the religion of Islam, this individual is truly of those who has been granted success by Allah.
موعود بكل أجر كريم.
And this individual has been promised every honorable and every bountiful reward.
وفضل عظيم.
And every great level.
وعليه لذلك حق كبير وواجب عظيم.
And also upon the individual who has been guided and blessed with the religion of Islam, upon them is a great burden and a great responsibility that they must fulfill.
ومن ذلك أولا أن يتعرف دين الله الحق.
The first of those responsibilities is that he gets to know this true religion of Allah and learn it.
ويتعلم شرائع الدين.
And that they learn the legislations of the religion.
ليزداد إيمانا ويقينا وتقى.
In order that they, by learning it, will be increased in belief and righteousness and surety and certainty.
فتعلو درجاته عند ربه.
And hence, by knowing these things and their iman, their faith and certainty and taqwa and righteousness being increased, they will be increased in levels with their Lord.
فإن الإيمان بالله واجب على كل مكلف.
For verily belief in Allah is obligatory upon everyone who is a mukallaf.
ولا بد من معلوم ولا بد من معلوم يؤمن به العبد.
And the slave must also believe in something that is known in particular and specific.
وهو المعلوم الحق الله ودينه ونبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And that is knowledge of Allah and His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم and His religion.
ولذا قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم.
For this reason, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned seeking knowledge is an obligation upon every Muslim.
والمراد بالعلم المفترض العلم الذي يصحح به العبد عقيدته.
And what's intended in this narration by the obligated knowledge that is obligatory for an individual to seek is the knowledge by which the slave corrects his belief.
ويعرف به واجب عبادته.
And the knowledge by which the slave gets to know what is obligatory upon him or her of the worship of Allah.
وذلك سهل ميسر.
And this has been made very easy.
ليس بالألغاز ولا التعقيدات.
And this knowledge is not in any type of encryption, nor is it in summarized, abbreviated words that cannot be understood easily.
بل قريب من القلوب.
Rather, this knowledge is very close and natural to the hearts.
والعقول.
And also the speech.
ويتمشى مع الفطر.
And this knowledge is very close to the nature of the human being.
وتشريعاته مقيدة بالاستطاعة.
And his Allah's legislations are based on an individual's ability.
كما قال تعالى فاتقوا الله ما استطعتم.
As Allah mentioned, observe the taqwa of Allah as much as you all can.
وكما قال وما جعل عليكم في الدين من حرج.
And as he has also said, and he, Allah, has not placed upon you any burden in the religion.
وكما قال نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم بعثت بالحنيفية السمحة.
And as the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned, I have been sent with the Hanifiyya, the religion of Tawheed, the religion of monotheism, and the very forgiving religion of monotheism, and the easy and forgiving religion of monotheism.
ثانيا أن يجتهد بعد ذلك أن يجتهد في العمل الصالح.
The next obligation which the one who has been granted the success and honor of entering into the religion of Islam, the next obligation upon them is, after having this knowledge, that they implement and strive to implement this religion.
الموافق لشرع الله.
Which is in accordance to the legislation of Allah.
لا الموافق لمجرد الهوى والعادات.
Not the actions which are and the implementations which are in accordance to desires and customs.
لا الموافق لمجرد الهوى أو العادات أو التبعيات، وأن يكون فيه مخلصا لله.
And also that in working this action and in this implementation that the individual be sincere to Allah in their implementation.
لا يريد رياء ولا سمعة.
The individual by implementing his religion or her religion, they are not desiring to show off, nor that they speak about their deeds and boast about themselves.
ولا مدحا ولا ثناء.
Nor are they looking to be praised and mentioned by the people.
وليحذر الابتداء في دين الله.
And the individual is also obligated that they do not innovate anything into the religion of Allah.
فإن التشريع لله.
For verily, the act of legislating belongs to Allah.
والشريعة قد كملت.
And the legislation of Allah has become complete and made complete.
وقد كفينا.
And we have been given enough.
فما علينا إلا التعلم والاتباع.
So what is left upon us is that we learn and follow what we have learned and implement it. And follow the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
كما جاء عن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه انه قال ايها الناس عليكم بالاتباع فقد كفيتم.
As it has been mentioned that ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه said, O people, upon you is to merely follow, for you have been given enough.
ثالثا أن يحرص على نشر الخير.
The third thing that the individual who has been granted success and honor by Allah by entering into the religion of Islam is burdened with and is obligated with is that they spread goodness.
والدلالة عليه.
And that they lead people to goodness.
والترغيب فيه.
And that they encourage people with goodness.
بكل ما يستطيع.
With every ability that they possess.
ولا يتقال من الخير شيئا.
And that the individual not belittle any good deed or any goodness.
فإن ذلك من إيمانه.
For verily any of this goodness and this righteousness is all part of his or her iman and faith.
لقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه.
As the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned, none of you will truly believe until he loves for his brother what he loves for his own self.
ولقوله من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده. أي إن كان صاحب ولاية وسلطان.
And likewise, as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned, whoever of you sees an evil, then let him change it with his hand. Meaning, if he is an individual of authority and has the ability to do so.
كالوالي على رعيته.
Like the leader over his people and flock.
والزوج على زوجته.
And like the husband over his wife, the authority that the husband has over his wife.
والأب على أولاده وأسرته.
And the father has over his children and his family.
ونحو ذلك. قال فإن لم يستطع فبلسانه.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم continued and said, And if he does not have the ability to change it with his hand, then let him change it with his tongue.
أي أمرا ونهيا ووعظا وتذكيرا.
Meaning that the individual change it with their tongue by commanding the good and forbidding the evil and admonishment, by way of admonishment and reminding.
فإن لم يستطع فبقلبه.
And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued and mentioned, so if a person cannot change this evil with their hand nor with their tongue, then they need to change it in their heart.
كراهية للمنكر وأهله.
Meaning that an individual hates evil and he hates the people of evil.
أي كراهية للمنكر وأهله. فذلك إنكار تبرأ به الذمة.
Because by hating this and changing this evil with an individual's heart and hating it with their heart and its people with his or her heart, this is an emotion that the individual has in their heart which causes them to be free and unresponsible for this evil.
وَإِن لَمْ يَزُلِ الْمُنْكَرِ
And they will be, if they hate it with their heart and change it with their heart, the individual will be innocent of this evil, even if the evil is remnant.
ثم قال وليس وراء ذلك حبة خردل من إيمان.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم continued and said, and there is no faith, there is no iman after this level, and that is that an individual hate evil with their heart. There is no iman after this, which is equals the weight of a mustard seed. This is the lowest level.
ثم إن الدال على الخير كفاعله.
And also the one who leads to good, they have the reward of the one who does the good.
وميزان الآخرة حساس.
And the scales of the hereafter are extremely sensitive.
فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره.
So whomever does any good which is equivalent to the weight of an atom or an ant, then they will see good as recompense.
وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى.
And also whoever does the weight of an atom in of evil, then they will see likewise in recompense.
رابعاً أن يصبر على دين الله تعالى.
And the fourth thing, which is the slave who has been given, granted success and honor by Allah by entering into the religion of Islam, fourth obligation and responsibility that they have is that they be patient over the religion of Allah.
والدعوة إليه.
And that they be patient in calling to the religion of Allah.
فإن غايته عظيمة.
For verily, the end result of this patience is very grand.
ومطلوبه عظيم. فمطلوبه رضا الله ورحمته.
And what is sought by this is the pleasure of Allah and His mercy. So what is sought by being patient over the religion of Allah is very great as well.
وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض.
And the result of this patience is also a paradise which is as vast of the, as the heavens and the earth.
وذلك أهل لأن يبذل له المرء كل غال ونفيس.
And this recompense, it is deserving that an individual, and it is befitting that an individual spend and give and do anything which is to give and sacrifice anything that is, no matter how costly it is, in order to attain this.
ويصبر في سبيل الوصول إليه على كل تعب وأذى.
And it is also deserving, this reward is also deserving that the individual be patient in any exhaustion or any pain that they may endure on their way to attaining it.
وربما كان في الأوامر الشرعية شيء من المشقة.
Perhaps in some of the legislations of Islam, the individual may find some difficulty in their implementation.
وربما كان في ترك بعض المنهيات أيضا شيء من المشقة.
And likewise, in leaving off some of the prohibitions of Islam, an individual may find some difficulty in doing so as well.
حينما ينهى عن بعض ما تهواه النفوس.
And this is when the legislation prohibits what the souls and what the individual desires.
فالواجب الصبر على طاعة الله.
What is obligatory in this case is that the individual be patient in their obedience to Allah.
التزاما وأن معصية الله امتناها.
So the individual must be patient in their obedience of Allah by sticking to the obedience of Allah, and they need to be patient in refraining from the prohibitions of Allah.
وربما نزل بالمرء مصائب وبلايا.
Perhaps the individual may encounter in this state, perhaps an individual may encounter hardships and tribulations.
فليعلم أن ذلك بتقدير الله.
Upon the individual is to know and to be sure that this is from the decree of Allah.
وليتعامل مع شرع الله بقدره.
The individual is also obligated to deal with the legislations of Allah. As they need to be dealt with.
فيحاسب نفسه.
Hence the individual is brings themselves to account.
ويتوب لربه ويستغفره.
And they repent to their Lord and seek His forgiveness.
ويحسن الظن بالله.
And they also think good thoughts of Allah.
فلعل الله أراد به تكفير سيئات.
Or perhaps by these tribulations and trials, Allah intended to expiate some of his or her sins.
أو زيادة حسنات.
Or to increase them in good, to increase them in حسنات, in good deeds.
أو رفعة درجات.
Or he may intended by these trials and tribulations to raise the slave in levels.
إخوتي في الله إن العيش في بلاد الكفر أو بلاد يكثر فيها الفساد لا شك أنه لا يخلو من مشقة وصعوبة. وربما نزل بالمرء مصائب وبلايا فليعلم أن ذلك بتقدير الله وليتعامل مع شرع الله بقدره فيحاسب نفسه ويتوب لربه ويستغفره ويحسن الظن بالله فلعل الله أراد به تكفير سيئات أو زيادة حسنات أو رفعة درجات. إخوتي في الله، إن العيش في بلاد الكفر أو بلاد يكثر فيها الفساد لا شك أنه لا يخلو من مشقة وصعوبة.
My brothers in Islam, without a doubt, living in a non-Muslim land or in a land where the disobedience of Allah is very widespread, without a doubt involves hardship.
ولكن على المرء المسلم أن يعلم أن تعامله مع الله.
But the individual, even with this hardship upon the Muslim, is to realize that they are dealing with Allah.
وأن الله ربه.
And that Allah is his or her Lord.
في أي مكان كان.
No matter where and which land they happen to be in.
ووصية النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت.
And the advice of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was, observe the taqwa of Allah no matter where you are.
ثم ليعلم أن واجبه عظيم.
And upon the individual as well is to know that their obligations are very tremendous.
تجاه الدعوة إلى دين الله.
In regards to calling to the religion of Allah.
بقوله وفعله.
Whether that calling to the religion of Allah be by way of speech or by action and implementation.
وقد يكون فعله أبلغ وأعظم وأثرا من قوله.
And perhaps an individual's actions and implementation may be better and have a stronger effect in calling to Allah than their speech.
فليكن مثالا صادقا طيبا.
So upon the individual is to be an example, a good example.
للمسلم الصادق الأمين.
They need to be a good example and emulation of the trustworthy and truthful Muslim, the true trustworthy and truthful Muslim.
للخلق الحسن.
With good character.
ليكون له ولدعوته القبول.
In order that their statements and their calling may be accepted.
فيحصل له الأجر العظيم.
And if their calling is accepted, for them will be a great reward.
وكم انتشر الإسلام بمثل هذا.
And much of Islam has been spread in this way.
ودخل الملايين من العباد في دين الله تعالى.
And as a result of this way, millions of human beings have entered into the religion of Allah.
ثم ليعلم أنه كلما كان الزمان صعبا والمعين قليلا كلما عظم أجر الامتثال.
And upon the individual as well is to realize and to recognize that the harder the times are and the fewer the aid is and the fewer the helpers are, the greater the reward is.
كلما عظم أجر الامتثال.
So the less help there is and the more hardship there is, then the reward is greater.
فقد أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن القابض على دينه في آخر الزمان له أجر 50 من صحابة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
As the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم has informed that the one who is steadfast upon their religion in the end of times, then for this individual is the reward of 50 of the companions of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وهذا طبعا بدون أجر الصحبة.
And this of course is the reward without the reward of companionship of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
إذا وضع أجر الصحبة في الميزان رجح بغيره كائنا ما كان.
Because the companionship of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that the Sahaba have in their scales, if this companionship alone was to be placed in the scales, it is going to outweigh any deed, no matter what it is.
وعلى العبد المسلم أن يحرص على تربية وتنشئة أولاده من الصغر على مبادئ الإسلام.
And upon the individual is to raise and cultivate their children from a young age upon the legislation of Islam and upon the fundamentals of Islam.
وتعليمهم أصول دينهم.
And also that they teach their children the fundamentals of their religion.
وما يطيقون من كتاب ربهم وسنة نبيهم صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And to teach them and command them with what they can handle of the teachings of Allah and His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وهذا يحتم على المسلمين.
And this is something which is obligatory upon all of the Muslimin.
وخصوصا في تلك البلدان التعاون على المشاريع الأسرية.
And it is also obligatory upon all of the Muslimin, especially in these countries, the Western countries, the non-Muslim countries, that they strive to do collective effort for family issues, to resolve family issues and to teach and focus on family issues.
التي تعنى بالأسرة والنشأ وتنشئهم على المعتقد الصحيح.
And this collective effort needs to be focused on teaching and cultivating and raising the children upon the correct religion and teaching them their proper faith.
والعمل الرشيد. ثم أوصي إخواني بالحرص على الاستقامة على دين الله.
And I also advise and commend my brothers to be guardful and mindful about sticking to uprightness in the religion of Islam.
مهما عصفت بهم الظروف والأحوال.
No matter how difficult the state the person may be in or the situation an individual may encounter.
فأمد الدنيا قصير ولقاء الله قريب.
Because the dunya is very short and the actions of it are very short and the meeting of Allah is ever near.
وقد قال الله تعالى إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون.
As Allah has mentioned, Verily those who say, Our Lord is Allah, and then are upright, there is no worry over them, nor will they be saddened.
وقال في الآية الأخرى إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا.
And in the next ayah, the next verse, Allah mentions, in another verse, He mentions, Verily those who say our Lord is Allah and then are upright, the angels descend upon them, saying to them, There is no fear upon you, nor will you be saddened.
وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون.
And glad tidings for you all of the paradise which you have been promised.
نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة.
We are your close alliance and companions in the dunya and in the hereafter, in this world and in the next life.
ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون.
And for you in that paradise is whatever your soul's desire and whatever you ask for.
وقد أوصى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من طلب منه الوصية بقوله قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم.
And when a man asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give him some advice and a commandment, he said, Say, My Lord is Allah, and then be steadfast and upright.
بل إن الله تبارك وتعالى قد أمر نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم بالاستقامة.
In fact, Allah has commanded His own Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to be upright.
فقال فاستقم كما أمرت.
When he said, be upright as you have been commanded.
وكان صلوات الله وسلامه عليه يحب المداومة على العمل الصالح.
And he, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, used to love that an individual be consistent in their righteous deeds.
فقد كان عمله ديمة.
As his deeds were very consistent.
كما أخبرت عائشة رضي الله عنها ومعنى ديمة.
And as his wife عائشة رضي الله عنها informed us.
يعني دائما مستمرة.
And what is mentioned by the word ديمة, when عائشة described that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم's deeds were ديمة, what is meant is they were constant and consistent.
وكان يحب إذا وكان إذا عمل عملا أثبته أي داوم عليه.
And he صلى الله عليه وسلم was described that if he did a deed he would consistently do it.
وكان يقول أحب العمل إلى الله أدومه وإن قل.
And he صلى الله عليه وسلم used to say the most beloved of deeds to Allah are the most consistent even if they are few.
أحب العمل إلى الله أدومه وإن قل. وكان لهذا يأمر بالاقتصاد.
And for this reason the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to command that an individual be moderate in their deeds.
في العمل حتى يحافظ الإنسان على الاستمرار.
So that the individual economize and be moderate in the actions that they perform in order that they will be able to be consistent.
فيقول القصد القصد تبلغوا.
And he would say القصد القصد تبلغوا, meaning short and consistent lengths of travel, you will get where you are trying to go.
وليحرص العبد الموفق على سلامة قلبه.
And also the individual who has been granted success by entering into the religion of Islam and honored by Allah by entering into the religion of Islam, upon them is to be very mindful of their hearts.
فإن به صلاح جسمه.
For verily, what the health of their heart entails is the health of their body.
وحاله ومآله.
And also the health of their state and the health of their abode. And the result that they will end up in.
كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن في الجسد مضغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله ألا وهي القلب.
As the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned, verily there is a small piece of flesh in the body. If it is healthy, then the rest of the body is healthy. And if it is spoiled, then the rest of the body is as well spoiled. Verily, that piece of flesh is the heart.
ولا يتم ذلك إلا بالحفاظ على جوارحه.
And the individual cannot successfully be guardful of their heart unless they are firstly guardful of their body and their actions.
سمعه وبصره ولسانه.
The individual needs to, in order to be guardful of their heart and protective of it, they need to be protective of their hearing and vision and speech.
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يستقيم إيمان عبد حتى يستقيم قلبه.
As the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the actions of an individual will not be upright until the heart is upright.
ولا يستقيم قلبه حتى يستقيم لسانه.
And his heart will not be upright until his tongue is upright.
ومما يعين على ذلك الحرص على لزوم السنة.
And what helps in this is that an individual be guardful about following the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ومعرفة منهج السلف الصالح.
And getting to know the methodology of the righteous predecessors.
للزومه.
By sticking to that methodology.
ومجالسة الصالحين الأخيار.
And by sitting in the company and being in the company of the righteous individuals.
وكثرة ذكر الله تعالى.
And remembering Allah often.
ذكر تلاوة القرآن. وكثرة ذكر الله تعالى. ومن أعظم الذكر تلاوة القرآن.
That an individual continuously remembers Allah, and of the greatest remembrance of Allah is the recitation of the Quran.
فليجعل المسلم له منه وردا يحافظ عليه.
So the individual needs to set aside for themselves a portion of the Quran that they are very guardful about reading every day.
وليلزم دائما تقوى الله.
Upon the individual is to also stick to the observation of the taqwa of Allah.
وليعلم أن لذة المعاصي ساعة.
And the individual needs to also understand that the pleasure of desires and fantasies of this dunya are merely a moment long.
ولذة الطاعة إلى قيام الساعة.
And that the pleasure of the obedience of Allah are continuous until the day of resurrection.
أَلْزَمَنِ اللَّهُ وَإِيَّاكُمُ التَّقْوَى.
May Allah keep me and all of you very close and upright in the observation of the taqwa of Allah.
وَرَزَقَنَا الْإِسْتِقَامَةَ عَلَيْهَا.
And may Allah also bless all of us, me and you, with being upright in the observation of the taqwa of Allah.
حَتَّى نَلْقَاهُ.
And may he keep us such, and may he keep us so until we meet him.
مؤمنين موقنين متقين.
And may we meet him as upright, believing certain individuals of his religion.
إنه سميع مجيب.
Verily he is the all-hearing, the one who answers the supplication.
وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.
May Allah exalt the mention of Muhammad, our Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, and bless him and may his peace be upon him.
وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
And upon his companions and his followers, all of them.
بارك الله فيكم.
And that is the end of the lecture by the Shaykh Hafidhahullah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him for his patience and providing us with this golden piece of advice. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this of the good deeds that he will find on the day of resurrection in the scales of the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala benefit us from what we have heard and give us the courage and strength and truthfulness and trueness to follow the truth when we recognize it. Allahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad.